Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Today we are joined by the Southern California-based band Dawes, led by Taylor Goldsmith with his brother Griffin Goldsmith, Wiley Gelber, and Alex Kasnoff. The band emerged from Simon Dawes, another Goldsmith-led band with a different sound than the Laurel Canyon LA 70s sound on Dawes' debut, North Hills. I asked Taylor to explain the evolution from the original Simon Dawes that included him and Wiley Gelber.
Well, we were a lot younger then, so it was...
So you were 14, 15?
Oh, actually, yeah. Simon Dawes, we were...
Wow. I was 16, yeah.
Blake, I was trying to make fun of the fact that you guys are not yeah. very old. But yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
That's true, too. But Blake Mills and I... Blake was the other member of Simon Dawes that wrote the songs. He and I wrote all the songs together. And at that point, we were more excited about getting in a van and playing in front of people and, you know, dancing around and playing loud and that sort of thing. So whatever songs we played weren't really a priority as much as just kind of the vehicle for us to be crazy 17-year-old guys. And then Blake decided he didn't want to do that anymore, and now he's still playing music and we're all still very close, but he's playing on a lot of records, and he's kind of doesn't seem to enjoy the touring lifestyle as much.
Right.
When he left, it was sort of like, okay, if we're going to keep doing this, what would be our reasoning? And I feel like a lot of the sound changing kind of came from that, him having a strong influence on Simon Dawes was no longer there. And then also, just us reevaluating while we were playing music.
And what was influencing the direction it took? Because obviously, it got kind of quieter, a lot more harmonies.
Yeah.
What influenced that?
Personally, as the writer, I was questioning whether or like I was forcing myself to answer the question like, why am I going to play music? As simple as that question is, for a while I was really having a hard time with it, and I didn't know what the answer was. And it was like, am I trying to stay a teenager for as long as I can, which is totally a perfect answer. And but for me, I was just like, I don't know if that covers it really. And I just thought about how certain songwriters in my life have shaped my life, and not that I think I'm, you know, capable of doing that for anybody else, but just sort of me trying to express myself in the way that they have has been, I don't know, just as helpful for me.
Yeah. Well, I want to find out, you know, why where you're from has a lot to do with this. We'll find out more about that. But why don't we do a song to begin with? What do you want to...
All right, cool. We're going to play That Western Skyline, where we're from. So I followed her here to Birmingham.
soil is so much richer.
That continues to help anyone that's making anything new only breaks something else? Successes with all of my defeats, and if heaven was all that was promised to me, why don't I pray for them? And now it seems like the unraveling has started too soon. I am sleeping in hallways, I am drinking perfume, and I'm speaking to mirrors, and I'm howling at moons, while the worse and worse that it gets. Oh, you can judge the whole world on the sparkle that you think it lacks. You can stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back. Think it lacks. You could stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back. When my time comes.
Very nice. When my time comes, Dawes are playing live for us today at the cafe. Did the harmonies just come naturally? Or did you guys really have to work on them? I mean, I noticed that Taylor, you and Griffin, obviously being siblings, that's supposed to make it easier. I don't know if it does.
It tends to be fairly easy. We just we write it out and then we spend a lot of time. Like rehearsing that, just because it's so easy for if one guy's a little bit off, then the whole band sounds bad. So it's something we give a lot of attention to.
Tell me about writing this one. It seems like a momentous song in a lot of ways, lyrically at least.
It was sort of just like we were writing certain songs that I you know, a lot of people were like, you know, where are you drawing from? Like, what's your life experience? Like, is this genuine? And, you know, I tried, you know, with that Western Skyline and Love Is All I Am, I stuff like that. Like I, it's all very much personal experiences, but at the same time, I realize very much that I don't have any life experience, or I don't have very much life experience, and I don't, and you know, I tend to fall on my face a lot, and I just don't have a good sense of how things work quite yet, and how I'm going to approach all that. So with When My Time Comes, it was sort of like me admitting that inexperience and sort of like taking the little bit that I've been trying to put together and sort of throwing it up against the wall and you know, trying to call out for.
Got to get the whole family history. And then tell me about your grandfather. There's a lot of music in your family.
Right. Yeah, his name's Dawes.
Okay.
And he was a country western musician. And he was listening to Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys and that sort of thing.
Now, where was he from? Was he a Los Angelino, or where did he come from?
He came over to Northern California with the Dust Bowl, actually, from Oklahoma. And then my dad moved down to L.A., That's how we ended up there, but yeah, our grandpa listened to a lot of like country music and that sort of thing, and our father never got into that.
Skipped a generation.
So let's say it sort of skipped a generation.
Yeah, and your dad sang with Tower of Power and Sweat Hog. I remember.
You remember Sweat Hog?
I do remember Sweat Hog.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have some Sweat Hog vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Did he kind of, this was not his music at all? He didn't really like this stuff? Or?
Well, it was funny. Like, growing up with our dad, he would be like, here, listen to this Otis Redding record. Here, listen to this James Brown record. And we would be like, Dad, what about this Bob Dylan record? He's like, don't listen to that. That guy can't sing. And he was more just about the performances and the singing and the soul behind it. And if there was, I mean, with a voice like Bob Dylan's, like, he had no patience for it.
Wasn't even in the game, yeah.
But now he's a big fan now.
That's cool. All right. Now, you say that was the last song written for the records. I'm curious to see where you're going next. Do you have anything new you want to do?
Yeah. There's one new one that we've been playing that my brother sings, actually. It's called How Far We've Come.
Girl that came to break my heart, I call on her new love. see how far I've come. The sun that slowly sets on me, be the same to rise tomorrow, to see how far I've come.
How far we've come, finishing up our session with Dawes today. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. You can sign up for our other World Cafe Next podcast at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.